Hello, I'm Jonathan Abrow, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I have travelled to all seven continents of the world. I have crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. For the final of my wondrous waterfalls, it's the smallest and most surprising of them all. We only learnt about it while we were on our epic journey through South and Central America and when we got to Guatemala. We were in an area called Rio Dolce, which is a protected area of water where many of the people sailing around South and Central America will come and seek refuge during the hurricane seasons. The waterfalls were called Cascadas Finca El Paraiso. Incredibly, it is a waterfall that flows hot and cold. To get there, we had to take a local colectivo, which is a minibus that stops pretty much where anybody puts their hand out asking them to stop. And of course, there's always room for one more. We'd been traveling through South and Central America for quite a number of months by now, and so we'd learned enough Spanish to be able to converse with the people on the colectivo. They were wonderful. They made sure we knew where to get off. And then, while we were standing there, figuring out which way to go, the lovely shopkeeper came out of her shop and made sure she pointed us in the right direction. As we approached the entrance, the men saw my white cane, which prompted one of them to tell us that he couldn't see out of one of his eyes. As a result, they refused to let me pay entry and only accepted money from Annie for her entry. Once inside, there was another man who took care of our belongings so we could swim together. It's just wonderful how, no matter where in the world, people are kind. And to be able to accept their hospitality is as important to them as their offering is to me. As we waded through the pool towards the waterfall, we were surprised by how cold the water was, because as you went under the waterfall, it was hot. In another area, we could slide down some cold rapids, ending up under the hot waterfall. And then going behind the waterfall, there was a cave where I could just stand and my head would be just above the water and just below the top of the cave. It was like being in this hot steam bath, but with a waterfall cascading right in front of us. Depending on where you stand, you're either really cold or really hot. Quite bizarre. It's apparently heated by the Chichoy-Palochic Fault, which is the fault line where the Caribbean and North American tectonic plates meet. It crosses all the way across Guatemala and Mexico and ends up in the Caribbean Sea and is where the deepest channel of the sea is. It really was quite surreal, standing there under this hot waterfall, knowing that it was heated by the fault lines somewhere way below us under the earth. This tiny, strange waterfall is definitely one of the highlights of all my travels. I really do hope this has inspired you to go off and visit some waterfalls yourself and experience all they have to offer. There is so much more to a waterfall than what can be seen. I really do recommend it. Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio for another adventure. But for now, I'll leave you to plan your own travels.